Meet, Google employees can speak out about anything but antitrust. By Lucas Nolan on October 14, 2020. A recent report from the New York Times alleges that employees of the tech giant Google are encouraged to speak freely within the company. But one topic is forbidden: the internet giant's antitrust behavior and crushing competitors using monopoly power. In a recent article titled "Google Employees Are Free to Speak Up, Except on Antitrust," the New York Times reports that Google employees, which are known for being quite outspoken on political issues, are forbidden from discussing certain topics such as antitrust issues. The New York Times writes, "Oakland, California, Google employees are not shy about speaking up. In the last few years, they have openly confronted the company about building a censored search engine in China, the handling of sexual harassment claims, and its work with the Pentagon on artificial intelligence technology for weapons. But there is one subject that employees avoid at all costs: antitrust. They don't address it in emails. They don't bring it up in big company meetings. They are regularly reminded that Google doesn't crush, kill, hurt, or block the competition. And if you hope to land an executive job at the internet company, do not bring up the A-word in the interview process." As the Justice Department, a coalition of state attorneys general, and a congressional subcommittee have investigated Google for monopoly behavior over the last year, there has been little discussion internally about antitrust concerns. Now, as the department prepares to file a lawsuit against the company, the usual forums where Google employees debate anything and everything have been startlingly subdued about what may be an existential threat to it. That's because Google's leaders have made it clear that antitrust is not a topic to be trifled with. Breitbart News reported last month that the Justice Department plans to bring an antitrust case against Google within the next few weeks after Attorney General William P. Barr reportedly overruled lawyers who said they needed more time to build a case against the tech giant. It was reported that the case has been under investigation for almost a year, with dozens of Justice Department lawyers working in two groups, each overseeing a separate line of inquiry. The two main areas being investigated were Google's dominance in search and the company's control over the online advertising ecosystem. Google has control over approximately 90% of web searches worldwide. Many rivals have complained that Google extends its dominance by making its search and browsing tools defaults on phones running its. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of free speech and online censorship. Follow him on Twitter at Lucas Nolan or email him at lnolan@breitbart.com.